Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Skip LaCour, and welcome to my bodybuilding and training talk show. Each week here on SkipLaCourRadio.com, I'm here to help you get the most effective and most efficient ways to take your physique, your body, to a higher level of development. And I'm going to use everything I've learned in my extensive bodybuilding career, all my focus, all my dedication, all of the success I've had over the years, as well as all the failures. I'm going to use all my experiences to help you by presenting them in a way where the information can help you get to that higher level of development, and do it in a way that can help you get to that higher level of development immediately. Now, throughout my bodybuilding career, I have produced 7 DVDs. I've written 10 books, all the articles that you may have read in the magazines, my website, the presence that I've had there for quite a few years. I've done that all myself, all along while I've been in the trenches, so to speak, learning. So the information that you get isn't just about theory. It's everything that I have developed all along the way. Now, this show is to help you. All right, so what I want you to do is write this number down and give me a call right now. This is a great chance to get some advice, get some personal consultation time. The call-in number is 347-326-9145. That's area code 347-326-9145. And you can also chat online. Chat online while the show is in progress. I can see your comments coming through. We can help create the direction for this show, create some more clarity as the show is going on. You can be interactive. One thing you will need to do is you will need to set up an account. It's a free account, so that's free, and just participate in the show. I really want you to call in and take advantage of this show, take advantage of this time that we'll be having every week. So a couple of ways, again, by calling in to that number, 347-326-9145, or chat with me online while the show is live. You know, it doesn't matter what level you are at right now, this show can help you. My mission, my passion for all of these years has been to help you get to the next level. And I really think that's been a big part of my personal success, is how I've done a lot more than work on myself as I've been figuring out those distinctions, those strategies, seeking information from all of the best bodybuilding resources. I didn't just do it for me. I didn't break it down. I didn't think about it. I didn't study it just for me. I get it so that I can help you through my writing, you know, through my videos, through my website, and I think that's made me a lot more effective. So in your travels, that might be a good strategy for you, is when you take it beyond just you, just beyond you developing your physique, you'll find that you'll become a lot more effective and a lot more efficient at what you do. Again, our call-in number is area code 347-326-9145. I see that we have quite a few members in the chat room. This is a great opportunity for you to call. You know, during the show every week, I'm going to offer suggestions, whether it's in weight training, cardiovascular training, your eating habits, supplementation, motivation, whatever I can do to push you past any plateaus or any sticking points you might be experiencing, will help you get a better understanding of how this whole process works. Whether you are experienced, you're an intermediate or a beginner, you know, we're all searching for that next level. and a lot more clear understanding could make it a lot easier for you. You know, like I said, oftentimes just getting that clear direction can help you get the results you really want. And my 25 years in the personal development field will help you get that understanding, that mental outlook. I've always said in all my writing, all my training, that articles, that your mind is your most effective training tool. See, a lot of guys, they get caught up in all the different training strategies, all the different nutritional programs, eating plans, supplementation, a lot of things like that where they're grasping desperately for information, switching from one strategy in training, one eating plan, one, you know, looking for the latest, greatest supplements, and they take their mind off of, a lot of times it's how you organize your thoughts, how you organize your life, and you just consistently show up. Again, a lot of mental factors, a lot of motivational factors will help you get to where you want to go in a lot more effective manner. And more than anything else, I found out that when you get a better understanding of the process, when you get your mind clear and you have a lot more certainty and confidence in the process, what you'll do is you'll make the process a whole lot more enjoyable. And when it is enjoyable for you, you're going to produce better results. You're going to have different results, better results. And I can't tell you, in all my years in the gym, which is quite extensive years, I've met quite a few people at a lot of different levels. Can't tell you how many guys who are doing quite well, and because of their lack of understanding of how the process works, sometimes they're doing quite well, yet it just doesn't feel that way for them. They struggle, they don't enjoy the process, and before you know it, they're quitting the process. So we don't want that to happen to you, and setting yourself up in the most effective ways, in a process that makes sense to you, a lot of times all you need to get over that hump. Again, the call-in number is 347-326-9145. That's 347-326-9145. We've got quite a few members in the chat room. Why don't you give me a call, and we'll talk to you personally with your particular challenges. Also want to tell you about my website, skiplacour.com. There's a lot of information on there. That's skiplacour.com. I have one question in the chat room who talks about one body part that grows faster than the others. Do I have that? And, you know, sure I do. That's just something that everybody deals with, and we'll talk about that quite extensively. We'll talk about your particular challenges. You'll see that through the experiences of others on this phone call, also on this radio show, and also from the experiences of myself, you'll see that we all have challenges. Some may be a lot more challenging than others, but yet this whole process about getting the most out of yourself, finding a way, it's like sometimes like a big jigsaw puzzle. It may be difficult. There is a way to get what you want. You just have to be a lot more smarter and more persistent. And organizing your thoughts, again, making sure that you're not comparing yourself to others, because whatever my challenges are may not be your challenges, and how you attack your situation is going to be critical. A lot of times, you know, who has great genetics? What do we compare that to? And when we compare it to, are we using that in an empowering way, or are we thinking that, boy, this isn't cut out for us? Again, how you approach all of this is going to be really important. I want to welcome a caller from the 404 area code. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Skip, this is Barry. How you doing?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
Pretty great. Pretty good. You just added me as a friend on MySpace, and I made sure I was going to call in and say, hey, and just tell you what a big motivating factor you are to me, because I just went through a major weight loss of 61 pounds, and now I'm in the gym trying to add the muscle size. And it's
sure. Wow, 61 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. And how long did it take you to lose those 61 pounds?
Actually, it's about a year and a half.
Wow. So it's just some good, healthy weight loss. And, you know, basically, what inspired you to lose all that weight? And then what's been your approach?
Well, what inspired me was I went to a volunteer organization, and we had a big fundraiser, raised a lot of money for some AIDS organizations in Atlanta. And we had a presentation where we were presenting the checks to the benefactors, and they were broadcasting pictures from our event on this giant screen TV. And my picture popped up, and I was just kind of like, I hate the way I look. I'm tired of this. And then I just started, like, you know, going to the gym, just really trying to focus on changing my eating habits, cutting out some bad things. And
right.
The biggest factor was rediscovering nightlife. I made some friends with some DJs and was going out a lot more, doing a lot of dancing, like to the point of sweating when I left the place. And then wasn't even paying attention, and one day I was getting ready for work, put on my jeans, reached for my belt, and my pants slipped down to below my hips. And I was
right.
What is going on here? And then I went to work with my shirt tucked in for the first time in years, and then people started noticing things, and then I started getting compliments. And the biggest, one big motivating factor was when I ran into somebody I hadn't seen in about 2.5 years, and they just literally did not recognize me. And
right.
Being able to see results from lifting because all that fat and water weight was gone was like a huge motivating factor.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what was your name again? I didn't quite hear it.
Barry.
Barry, okay, Barry. Barry from MySpace. Hey, why don't you give out your MySpace address? Speak up a little, too. I don't know if you're using a cell phone or you're on a landline. Speak up a little. We're having a little bit of difficulties hearing you. Why don't you give everybody your MySpace address so you can have a few new friends?
Yeah, it's Barry. I think, remember, it's like Barry. I think this is Barry.
Okay.
It's Barry.
All right, Barry. Hey, so you saw yourself on a picture from a different image than you're used to seeing yourself. You saw that you let your weight get way out of hand and kind of just gave you that shocking, painful moment. Yeah, no, that's something that's quite common. Again, in my 25 years in the personal development area, people want change. They talk a lot about change, and usually it takes some shocking, usually painful event. A lot of times we may look in the muscle magazines, we may see a physique, wow, we'd like to have muscles like that or a physique like that. Yet we really don't do a lot about it. Sometimes we get inspired by influences, positive influences. Most of the time it takes some sort of pain to actually get us to change, a shock to the nervous system. And so seeing yourself up on the big screen in a way you had never seen your image before, was that for you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then it was interesting because a lot of times if we overthink the process, oh, God, I've got 61 pounds to lose. There's no way I'm going to do it. If we overwhelm ourselves, okay, then we never get started. It's interesting how you got started. You just got active. You just did more regular activity, just what cut out the junk foods, the obvious errors in your nutritional plan. You got active. You went out to the, got out your nightlife and danced a lot. And all of a sudden, you saw some progress. And then you said, "Wow, hey, maybe this isn't so hard." And then you continued on with the whole process. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because like you know, I mean, I made a point to like even because my work situation at the time was very kind of hectic, involving some commute, so it was easy to pull up through. You know, a drive-through to like get food. So I made a point for, I said I'm not gonna go eat anywhere where I can get my food handed to me through a window. Then
right.
And that when that was the only option I had, okay, well I'll get the medium size. Then I got just the burger and the fries. And I started
getting
water with me, and you know, cutting sodas out was a huge, huge help.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So 61 healthy pounds, Barry, in a year and a half or so. So what's the next level for you, and how can I help you?
Well, I just want to staying focused, staying, like, you know, energized, motivated is a big issue sometimes. But I'm trying to get to where I'm not looking to compete because I'm 41, and I know the effort and the time it takes to get into competition shape. I just want to, like, you know, put on some significant size so, like, you know, I look good in clothes and out of clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple things I'm gonna take from you, Barry. A couple things. Number one, how you approach what your beliefs are, what you can and can't accomplish is going to be a major determining factor in what you actually do accomplish. Okay. Now, when you say 41 years old, now I won my sixth national championship at 41 years old. Okay. So you can make progress. Yeah, even at that age. So just remember that it is all down to how much effort you put into this. I certainly understand what you're talking about, all the organizational factors when it comes to your life. How are you going to align that all up to get the most out of yourself and staying motivated? When you talk about, here's another point, is when you talk about significant muscle mass. Okay, what does that mean to you? See, what's your scorecard? How will you know you're winning, and how will you know you're losing? So when you say significant muscle mass, does that mean you have to gain 20 pounds this next month, or it's going to be a failure for you?
No. I mean, I just want, like, you know, actually just basically just get bigger and, you know, stay healthy and get and it's put on some more size.
Okay. I'm joking around a bit because I don't know if anybody can really expect 20 pounds in a month. That doesn't sound necessarily what you're looking for. Anyway, it's how you set things up in your mind, how you set up the rules of the game so you know you're winning or losing. A lot of this, I see so many guys in the gym who are doing well yet feel frustrated and they quit. It's what their expectations are. Dr. Phil talks about stress, okay, just stress is simply caused by you not meeting your expectations. So you have a couple choices to make. You can either lower your expectations, and therefore you'll lower your stress, or you'll just reevaluate what your expectations are. Because too much stress will really affect your motivation, and that's what we're talking about, right? Too much stress, too much anxiety, not feeling, though, you're meeting your goals or this is all paying off, all those things will affect your motivation levels, Barry, and for all the callers out there, too. You know, let me just talk about one thing, is that when I'm talking to one caller, as you can see, we'll all learn from the experience for other. And in doing these seminars and coaching all over the world for so many years, what I'll do is I'll address the person that I'm talking to. I'll make sure that I open it up, and I'll talk in a language or a certain way that everybody can learn from the situation. So when I talk about with Barry and how he needs to be specific with his goals and what winning and losing means to him and how his motivation is going to be affected by how he sets up what winning and losing means to him, I'm really talking to all the listeners on the show right now. Yeah. So Barry, that's one thing when I deal with guys, men in the gym, is they want to get big. They want to gain significant muscle mass. And, you know, I always say is when you get your eating habits down, you get your structure, you show up to the gym, you give your best effort in the gym, how much weight you gain, it's not really in your hands to a certain point after you've done everything you can. And a lot of times, and throughout my bodybuilding career, I learned this is where, you know, boy, I just gained tons of muscle mass, I'm working hard, eating right, you know, dedicating my life, you know, scheduling to where nothing would get in my way to eat every 2 hours on the clock. I could tell you what I was going to be doing at 1 o'clock on Thursday 3 months from now because that's how focused and dedicated I was. And so, of course, I was always happy with the process as long as I followed through. As long as I went to the gym, I gave a great effort in the gym, and I had ways of measuring that. I followed through with my eating patterns. How much muscle I was able to gain, okay, that was just what it turned out to be. The interesting thing was the quality of my physique was not determined necessarily by how much muscle I had. You know, I heavy weight chat room talks about lagging body parts. Well, you can be training in the gym, you can gain muscle, it can be in a disproportionate manner, and all the weight won't necessarily look good. So when it comes back to you, what I would say, don't make significant weight even a goal. Okay? What I would say is what you should do to enhance your motivation that you're talking about is to come up with an eating plan. And I just don't mean what time you eat, how many meals, when you're going to be strict with your diet. Is it going to be Monday through Friday during the week? Are you going to take more relaxed or cheat days on the weekend? Whatever it is, create a plan. Create a plan in the gym. Barry, when you go to the gym every single day, do you have a workout in mind? Do you have an exercise routine already written up? Or do you go by instinct or whatever you feel like that day?
I usually have a plan, like, you know, of when I'm going to be working that day. Sometimes I may have to alter if I get to the gym at the wrong time and machines are tied up. I always have a backup plan. But I've got to kind of go early in the morning or late in the evening when the gym is not quite as busy.
Now, when you go early in the morning or late at night, is that predetermined or what you feel like that day?
Usually, I try to make that the usual routine, but sometimes because if I have something going on that doesn't allow me to get in the morning, or I have to be somewhere else in the evening, I'll go like at a peak time and just try to.
Right. No, I'll just take that answer as no. It really depends on how you feel and what's going on. So, you know, your working out comes secondary to other priorities in your life, and that's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm here to help you take your physique to the next level. How you manage that, I could give you suggestions, but, you know, that's going to be up to you. What I would say is the next level for you to help your motivational level, your motivation level, is to become more structured in your approach to all of this, okay? It sounds like you're doing a great job already. You know, your lifestyle has totally changed since you were 61 pounds heavier. The next level for you, especially with that, your thinking, your motivation being into it, is, you know, not leaving it up to chance. You know, just making it a must that you'll work out every morning, whether you feel like it or not. What you'll find out, Barry, is that sometimes you don't feel like it and you're not appreciative or happy about doing that workout until the minute you leave, and you're glad you did. If any of you other, I see we have quite a few people in the chat room. If you want to join us in the conversation, I'm taking your calls in your situation at area code 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Right now we're talking to Barry in the Atlanta area, and he's talking about getting motivation. So, Barry, I think that you should, you know, just try for a month. Just try for a month to schedule your training times all at the same times. Get your body in that pattern. Get your mind in that pattern of thinking. Eat your meals at the same time or best you can. Strive for you've got to have the goal first. I will train at 6 o'clock in the morning. I will eat my meals, 5 meals at these particular times. See, what will happen is when you put your head on the pillow every night, what I say, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel great because you're able to look back on the day and say, wow, I ate all my meals on time, or I got to the gym even when I didn't want to, okay? And then one day like that, one week like that, one month like that, you build that momentum. You see tangible, concrete improvement in what you do, and it's really just about following through. Does that make sense to you, Barry?
Yeah, it totally does. Totally does.
Okay, and that just gives you total momentum. Total momentum. And you're going to really help that with your motivation process. Now, we can always talk more about how you're organizing your life. I've got some thoughts on that. As for the first time in 11 years, I have myself an office that I go to every single day to do my work after working at home. I created my total lifestyle, become the best bodybuilder I could be, and so I've been working from home in an environment that made it so easy for me to train, eat, okay? And so now I'm like the rest of the world now where, you know, I've got to get up early, I got to plan my meals. It reminds me of how I used to do it when I had a full-time job and I was competing as a bodybuilder. So those are the type of things that we'll talk about later in the show, Barry, and I think those things, in addition to the strategies I gave you, will help you take your challenges with that motivation to the next level But great work with the 61 pounds. Keep on listening to the show. I appreciate you participating. And we're going to go to the next call. And the next call is from the 413 area code. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brad.
Brett?
Brad.
Brad.
Yep.
Brad, where are you from, Brad?
Westfield, Mass.
Westfield, Mass. Awesome. So what's your challenge, Brad, and how can I help you?
My challenge is, now, I have been following at Max OT. This is going on my third year.
Uh-huh. Okay, now for those listening, Max OT is a training program developed by AST Sports Science. You can learn a lot more about it on their website, www.ast-ss.com. www.ast-ss.com. And actually, you can sign up for the free program. It's quite extensive, quite interesting. It's basically about the most effective and the most efficient way to train by using heavier weights, really taxing the muscle in shorter, more brief, condensed workouts, and giving your body plenty of time to recover from those intense workouts and before you train it again. And doing it in this manner is to give you better results in a shorter period of time. So that's the Max OT program. That's a program that I attribute to my success in the gym. And for those of you who read the muscle magazines and do all the sets and reps and you train three on, one off, week after week after week, and you're not seeing the results, I encourage you to try the Max OT program, because I was in that situation where, you know, I follow the magazine routines. I got results. I got results because if you show up to the gym, you know, you put your effort in, you eat right, you're going to get results, okay? There's no doubt about that. When I switched over to a total convert to the Max OT program, that's when I started getting results in the most effective and the most efficient manner possible. And, you know, Barry from Atlanta talked about his time constraints and being organized and how that affected his motivation. Okay, well, when you can train in the most effective and efficient manners, it doesn't cost you a lot of wasted time, and you get those results that you want. It's a lot easier to stay motivated, and it's a lot easier to follow through. So, Brad, you've been following the Max OT program, and how's your success level been?
Actually, since I switched to that, my success has been great. I mean, I've noticed results right away, and I changed my eating habits, and my eating habits are so strict. I'm always eating right, and I barely ever cheat. So I'm always hitting the gym with that routine, always hitting it hard. The only problem that I have is trying to keep my intensity up within 30 to 40 minutes.
Now, is that, you know, when you say keeping habits, so it's your challenge is keeping it for that long?
Yeah. Well, like if I have, like, chest and thighs,
right,
and, like, to finish both those body parts within 40 minutes, that's my challenge.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're trying to sandwich them in into that 40 minutes. It usually takes you a little bit longer. Is that
yeah.
is that what your question is?
Sometimes it may take me, like, 50 minutes, 55.
Okay.
Sometimes I might go past an hour, and I get frustrated when I go past an hour.
Gotcha. Good point. That, you know, when we talk about all these organizing principles, the mental strategies when it comes to training, which, again, if you read my writing throughout these years, you know how important that I believe these the mental aspect of training is. And, you know, setting yourself up to be intense, okay, is to – and I would talk with Barry in Atlanta, and I talked about going to the gym with a plan. Don't leave me that to chance. So, Brad, you have your workouts all structured, and you already know what you're going to do before you even walk in the gym. Am I right?
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. So now the other aspect when it comes to training intensity, or one of the other aspects, is to create a deadline in life. In everything we do, we produce more when we have a deadline, whether that's with work or back when you went to school. We usually don't use all our resources, whether that's people, time, energy. We don't use them as effectively or as efficiently as possible when we don't have those deadlines. So the Max OT program, it's important that you have that 40, 45-minute deadline. And so, number one, having the goal is immediately going to raise your intensity level, that causes a little bit of stress. You have to focus. Now, before this, before you started training in the Max OT fashion, Brad, how long were your workouts then?
My workouts were at least 3 hours.
3 hours? Wow. Okay. So you're training now, and even if it does take you more than an hour, you're getting a lot better results in 1 hour than you did get in 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. All right. So so immediately, even though you're a little bit, challenged, a little bit, maybe a little frustration in your voice that you can't get those workouts under an hour, it's a lot better than those three-hour workouts, especially when you're getting a lot more productivity, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's already a victory. Now, the other thing is, Brad, is how did you go from 3 to 1 hour? Was it basically by just committing yourself and coming with a plan, and then you immediately shaved off 2 hours, by doing less sets, less reps, doing less talking? How did you go from 3 hours to 1 hour? It's just a better approach.
Well, I did that because ever since I saw the Max OT, I read about it. And, what happens after a certain amount of period, your body goes into a catabolic phase. And I realized after so long, you can only have mental focus for that long. And, you need to get your eating in after a certain amount of time of training. And
so more knowledge and just a better understanding of how the process worked, the training, and how that works with the eating, you immediately shaved off 2 hours out of your workout. The reason why I ask you that question, Brad, is that you keep on putting that level of knowledge and experience, you're going to find ways to shave off time in the gym, okay? For you, at your level, it sounds like it could be, hey, do I really need an acclimation set before this next exercise? And again, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Max OT program, I urge you to go to their website at www.ast-ss.com and sign up for the access to the free Max OT training program. An acclimation set is basically, let's just talk about biceps. We start off with just say some dumbbell curls, and we do a few sets to actually warm up before we start hitting the heavy weight. Whether we're going, we're using biceps for this example, but it could really work for any body part. Just say the next exercise we might use would be straight bar curls. Okay. Well, I know it's been my experience in the past. I don't know about you, Brad, is that when I go to that, next exercise, I would do a lot of warm-up sets or kind of pyramid up as well. And there's really no reason to do that because I just hit it hard with a couple sets of those dumbbell curls.
Exactly.
Okay, so an acclimation set is when, I don't need to warm up that body part anymore. I don't need to pyramid up. But it may be a little bit of an awkward exercise where I might want to get the motion before I hit the heavy weight. And the motion isn't really to warm up the muscles. It's just to feel a little bit more coordinated and a little bit more confident before I hit that heavy weight. I found that that shaved off some time in my workout is when I hit that second exercise of a body part or that third exercise of a body part, I didn't need one or two acclimation sets like I thought I did in the past. Okay, so you cut down like 5-6 acclimation sets in a workout, boom, you've just shaved off 10 minutes right there. Have you thought about doing that?
Yeah, actually, I have done that.
Okay, awesome.
Sometimes when I do that, though, sometimes I want it. I'm like, well, sometimes I will do it, sometimes I won't.
Right.
But I know.
And what will determine that? Well, what will determine whether you cut off some of those acclimation sets or tune-up type sets before other exercise? Just what you're feeling that day?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, this is what I suggest, Brad, is that don't go by feelings.
Okay.
Let your body tell you how to feel instead of your feelings try to tell your body how to feel. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I'll say that again. Is I'm telling Brad, everyone, to don't let his feelings determine what his body can do. Let his body determine how he should feel. So start cutting up that way. Sounds like you're focused and determined, so there isn't a whole lot of talking in the gym, it sounds like. So for you, I you train by yourself. Am I right?
Exactly.
Do you have a training partner?
Sometimes I train with people. Actually, I have this one guy who does the same, Max OT, the same thing.
Okay.
So sometimes I train with him. Most of the time I train alone because I don't
really
like to talk.
Right, okay. You know, when you train alone, too, especially when you're challenged up to heavy weight and taking those couple minutes between the workouts, it gets really challenging to take the weights on and off and those type of things. Getting a training partner who can help you with weight, getting a training partner who lifts in the same weight range as you, that can be quite helpful, too, right?
Yeah.
So all those type of things can help you shave off time. Heck, you're already winning. It sounds like you're really focused, really determined. You sound like a typical candidate for one of those guys who are doing really well, extremely well. I hear some frustration in your voice, and hopefully by us talking today, Brad, you can get a lot more appreciation for the victory that you're actually achieving, so you can have a lot more fun with the process. Realize that you're winning. This level of focus and dedication is something that you're doing awesome, and that'll propel you more. And look, there's always a higher level. To my training, there's always a higher level no matter what I've accomplished in the past. You shaving off more time to get within that 45-minute range, hopefully those suggestions will help you shave off 5, 10, 15 minutes. Be okay with the challenge. Be okay with the process. Okay, don't let that determine you're getting the results you want. And I appreciate you calling, Brad. Keep it up. Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, our next caller is from the 618 area code. Caller, are you there? Okay. It's a good point that Brad talked about. Talked about shaving off time, getting to that higher level. And the frustration that it caused him. And, you know, that's a good problem to have. Again, that's a good problem to have. And hopefully when you tune into this show, we've got quite a few people in the chat room. I really appreciate you joining the show with me live this week. I'd also encourage you to call and let me know what your challenge is. Take this time to get some personal one-on-one coaching like we've had Barry and Brad have already done. The number is area code 347-326-9145. Area code 347-326-9145. And now we have a caller from the 618 area code. Caller, are you there?
This possibly could be me. I'm actually phoning in from Australia.
Okay. Yes, well, thank you for joining us. Yes, I am speaking with you. And who am I talking with?
Thank you so much. Yes, my name's Ben, and I'm actually from Adelaide in Australia. I'm great to be on the call. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you, Ben. How have you been, buddy?
Doing great. Doing actually really, really well. Absolutely loving every aspect of the training and what I've been actually getting out of the program. Just unfortunately, I've hit an obstacle. I was hitting a real peak in regards to my training and just getting a phenomenal result there, and I reached a great level in regards to my training. And the challenge has been I've actually become a little bit sick in regards to maybe having a virus. My body just not being able to recover so well. I've been using the Max OT training for probably about 3.5, nearly 4 years.
Awesome.
I went to my first competition last year, and it's just been the most amazing thing just in regards to the gains, the transformations. But just recently, I'm not sure if it's something to do with my nutrition or just reaching a higher level, just my immune system hasn't been so good. It's just a challenge that I've reached in my own journey and certainly starting to feel better. So that's just where it's at.
Right. No, that's a great question. I'm glad to hear you getting such great results with the Max OT program. I know what it's done for me, and I also know what it's done for, you know, so many people around the world. And so it's making the process a lot more fun. You know, it sounds like you. Another thing about the Max OT program, it makes your training, the intensity level, it makes it more fun to get in there and take care of business. All your focus and energy is going into the right right where you want, and that's in the results. It sounds like, Ben, that you're in a very fortunate position where you're really kicking your butt really a little bit too hard, huh? Making yourself sick, huh?
Absolutely. That sounds spot on for sure.
Well, what a great challenge you have. Don't you feel more fortunate right now? But you're going to hear all the emails I get, all the calls you'll hear. It's usually to deal with their motivation. They can't get themselves to the gym. They can't get themselves focused. And look at you. You're beating yourself up too hard. You're in that top 1% that has that challenge. I hope so. Don't you feel a lot better already?
Absolutely. Big time.
Awesome. Like I said, I deal with thousands of emails, thousands of people all over the world, and a lot of them don't have your challenge. So be thankful right there. Yet to answer your question, the next level for you, yeah, it's going to be in your nutritional habits. Okay, and no matter what you're doing right now, which I'm sure is great, I can just hear the enthusiasm in your voice, there is always that higher level. Okay, when we are not getting the results that we want, it's like that jigsaw puzzle that I talked about. It may be difficult, but there is a way, okay? And usually when the body isn't recovering, it really does have to do with the training. The body, especially when it's fortified with a strong mindset like you have, it can accomplish some amazing things, okay? So recovering from your workouts, even though you train really hard, it's not something that we can't find a solution to. Okay, so I would say it's in your eating habits. And if your eating habits are phenomenal, I'm sure we can find some ways to tweak that and take that to the next level. Then that's what supplementation is for. That's why we have, you know, great supplements made by great companies like AST Sports Science. It's insurance. So when you have all those, you know, you have your eating habits, we use modern technology, science to have great products that even enhance the capability of foods, and that's like the NitroPro 40 Miller plates, it's the VP2 protein powders, the MultiPro 32 multivitamin, and the GL3 glutamine. Look, a lot of people do not put a lot of importance in supplementation, okay? They think they don't need that. All they have to do is concentrate on the eating. And I would say, you know what? For a lot of you guys out there, you're not eating properly, and if you think that supplementation is going to make the difference for poor eating habits, you're right. It's not going to. For you guys, just go ahead and concentrate on your eating habits. I'll do everything I can to help you, whether that's with an eating program, a strategy, or a mental outlook to get you in line to do that. Okay. Now, for someone like Ben, who probably has most of that down, is taking the next level. That's when fortifying his efforts with supplementation. Again, supplementation is a supplementation to good eating program. That'll help you with that recovery, Ben. So let's talk about your eating habits. Let me just ask you some simple questions.
Yep.
How many meals a day do you eat right now?
Okay, approximately 7 to 8 meals per day.
Okay.
And that's breakfast, including generally, you know, high protein source and low glycemic carbohydrates. So certainly broccoli for breakfast, getting lean in that way. And occasionally I'll switch it to starchy carbohydrates. So maybe two days on and then 2 days off. And yes.
Now you're training in the evening, I assume.
Okay. It just depends. Some days I'll train in the around lunchtime, and I find that's better for me because I can incorporate things like Dimedrine Extreme, really to up the notch of intensity in that way. And I find that if I have that in the evening, it'll keep me awake.
Okay.
So therefore, I like to train earlier in the day with the weights, heavy weights earlier in the day. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Okay, when you train at different times in the day, do your eating strategies change?
No, they don't.
Okay, I'm gonna just cut through a lot of things right now.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Paul Cribbs and his breakthrough research with bracketing your workout?
Exactly, I certainly am. It's just amazing his strategy there, which is I'm familiar with the anabolic nutrient timing factor.
Exactly. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the some of the phrases that we're using are like the anabolic nutrient timing factor. Go to AST.com, go to www.ast-ss.com, You can also send links from my website at skipplacour.com. So to bring you up to speed on some of the terminology, it sounds like we have some hardcore MaxOT AST sports science and Skipplacour fans here who may be a little bit ahead of you on this terminology. You can catch up by signing up for the free MaxOT program and in learning about more of what we're talking about. So you do bracket your workouts with the right nutrients.
Certainly. Bracket my workouts and also cardio sessions as well, certainly with the hypoglycemic carbohydrates, creatine, L-glutamine, as well as some other supplementation, which might consist of alpha-lipoic acid and some also chromium. But generally, it's just those basics of supplementation, and certainly straight afterwards, I'd be including the three-hour muscle-building window of opportunity, so generally the white potatoes every hour and consuming one of my main meals directly after training.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay, now let me just tell you something, Barry. I compliment you for your – I can just tell in your attitude how dedicated you are and how much you're going for it. Now, you're like I said, you put yourself in that top percentage. And when I do a radio show, I'm a broadcaster. I'm broadcasting to a whole wide range of different levels. So I'm going to open this up so maybe everyone can get a better understanding and become more helpful to it. So to the information.
Great.
It sounds. How about this? I've noticed when you did well in your contest. You sent me some pictures and. Now that it's your off season, okay, are you eating up or are you trying to stay lean in that type of mode?
To be honest, when I actually became sick, I was very, very lean, but also very muscular at the same time. So I'm just really doing my best to just continually improve.
Right.
Certainly
now, what does improved to you mean? Because improved can be in muscle mass and allowing your body to carry a little bit more body fat, or you're trying to stay extremely lean at the same time.
Generally, it's both and. So I'm definitely eating to build muscle, but also just reaching my best in regards to staying lean at the same time.
Right. That combination.
Improvements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, your body, if it's getting sick, it's telling you something. Okay.
Yep.
And I would say, you know, from my personal experiences and the experience I've learned from others, that it is coming down to your eating habits and allowing yourself. Probably your body probably needs more calories. I know you're eating good, clean food. You're very structured in your approach. You're taking advantage of all the modern technology when it comes to eating strategies, and that's awesome. How much food are you eating right now? How many calories? I'm sure you have a good idea of how many calories you're eating a day.
Certainly. How many calories? I couldn't tell you exactly off the top
of
my head.
Approximately.
In regards to protein, probably around...
Yeah, well, you know, how much more food are you eating now than when you were preparing for the contest? Again, I'm using my experience of helping a lot of guys. There's some guys who get in that contest shape, and then they start defining themselves by what they look like when they're in contest shape. And then, you know, it almost develops kind of a slight eating disorder where they don't allow their body to eat. I mean, those are extreme conditions when you've got in that contest shape. You know, you shouldn't be walking around like that all the time. I mean, finding that happy balance is important. I guess I'm determining if you found that happy, balance by your eating enough food so that your body can stay healthy.
I think
so. So how compared to your contest day time, are you eating a lot of food and a significant more food? Are you allowing yourself to get a little bit more body fat?
I'd say probably not, and one of the reasons because of that, mostly just very briefly, is I've just started a new job at a very large facility, which is a complex. It's a gym sports center, and generally I'm promoting myself in regards to training, being a trainer there, and generally wanting to look my best so I can walk the talk, so I can actually receive new clients in that way. So possibly that's part of it, because I'm actually promoting myself and selling myself to clients in that way, so the pressure's on to, in some ways, just stand out from the other trainers.
No, I certainly understand. Your body is your billboard. You got to walk the talk if you're going to expand your business. So your business is the way you look, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Now, at the same time, if you're continually getting sick, you're kind of going against what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, you don't want to walk around. The guy's always sniffling. He always seems to have some kind of cold. He sure does look good, though, right? Especially when you deal with, like, the general public, people who aren't as intense, aren't quite as committed. They're just trying to lose some body fat, trying to get into a routine. They're not going to be so impressed with your muscles, especially if you're sick all the time, right?
That's true. Spot on. Absolutely.
Right. So I would say that, you know, why don't you try bumping up your calories, you know.
Okay.
That, and again, you know, by bumping up your calories, giving your body more nutrients of what it needs. I'm sure you're taking a multivitamin. If you're taking it one time a day, I was taking it up to three times a day, and it was helping me stay healthy. So take the MultiPro 32. Take that multivitamin a couple times a day, especially when you're pushing your body to such an extreme. That can help you too. Again, it's more insurance for your body. Now, again, eating more food, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to gain body fat. You may be taxing your body too much, you know, so that it could actually keep the body fat off by eating more calories. When you talk about your job, I mean, is it just pretty much your body being a billboard and you wanting to stay lean and look good? Or is your job creating a challenge where you can't eat all your meals when you want to?
I definitely make the commitment to eat between clients, so I can actually eat my meals at those times. Uh-huh. And, you know, I can just stay, you know, I'm onto that. And, excuse me, what was the prior question to that?
Well, I just wanted to know if it's just about staying lean. It isn't a time constraint that's causing you to eat less food. It's just about you wanting to stay lean. You have plenty of time to eat.
I mean, that's definitely part of it. Starting this new position, I'm in summer here now, and, you know, there's great facilities, pools there and pool parties and that type of thing.
Right,
You know, that's it. And, you know, great people, connection, environment, that type of thing, and just enjoying that. You know, maybe that's part of it as well, because certainly, you know, there you can promote yourself to clients and that type of thing.
No, it sounds like you're doing well. You know, I'll tell you, just small things. For someone like you, it's great to hear someone like you. You get me inspired. I mean, I can just hear the passion in your voice, how you're making a whole a lifestyle out of your efforts. I mean, the perfect...
Thank you.
The perfect merge between your passion you're making, your career at the same time, really going for it in all different areas. You know, Ben, I want to talk to you on another conversation about... on another show about your lifestyle, and maybe I can give you some strategies on how to make this business and the bodybuilding a lot more enjoyable experience and profitable too. When I was able to make my training and eating more than just a hobby that I enjoyed, when it became a business and I found ways to be successful, I found that it really propelled my efforts of training and eating to an even higher level, made the whole process of my whole life more enjoyable. And maybe we can talk about some strategies there too. Ben, all the way from Australia, I appreciate you calling. We've got about 6 minutes left here.
Okay.
Boy, this hour has just flown by already. You might have to start making the show a couple hours. But you know what it's going to depend on? It's going to depend on you, how many callers that we get. We have a few minutes left if you want to call in. The number is 347-326-9145. 347-326-9145 is the number. 5 minutes left in the show. I see we have quite a few people in the chat room. Sometimes it's difficult for me to look through all the different emails while I'm doing the show and handling the switchboard at the same time. I appreciate your participation between each other in the chat room. Make sure you come back every week on this Saturday on skiplacorradio.com, where we'll be talking about all the different facets of your bodybuilding and training, and whether that's the weight training, the cardiovascular training, nutrition, supplementation, and the mental aspects of what it takes to take your body to the next level. Like I mentioned before, is that when my pursuit of having the ultimate physique, when you know I had my eye on a national championship, like the Team Universe, let's say, every year in New York City, every August, I mean, it became an all-out assault. And when I made, I went from having a job and taking bodybuilding as just a just as a lifestyle, a hobby, and I turned it into a career. I did everything I could to make sure that I set up my environment, my life, to become the best that I can be. And now over, so like I said, that was 11 years ago where I quit my job so I could totally focus on my writing and my training and eating. Nothing would get in my way. I mean, that's how focused and dedicated and committed I was to being the best. And I've always worked from my home in the last 11 years, so it made it very easy for me to do everything I could to have the ultimate physique. And now I'm just like a lot of you guys out here. Actually, I would say most of you guys, where you know I'm getting up very early in the morning. I have to get out my George Foreman grill, cook my meals ahead of time, get to the gym, have my clothes all prepared, get in there and commute hour traffic, deal with other people who are in the same office complex where I have my office, becoming a regular guy again. And it brings me back to when I have some of the same challenges as you have right now, and I have to get that all in. So I can definitely identify with you, and so together we can create some strategies and align all our resources, our time, all our energy to make sure we make having our ultimate physique and a normal life all blend together. I have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? All right. Well, so together, what we will do is we'll find those strategies on how you can get it all together. And I threw out a couple strategies right there, like the George Foreman grill, or packing it all before, you know, getting up a half an hour early. And that takes a lot of dedication, or training even early in the morning. I've always found the most dedicated people, and I'm not just talking about the most hardcore lifters, the more dedicated people are trained before work. You know, they've learned the secret that investment of yourself into your body, your health, makes you better at your overall life when you make sure that you get it in. Instead of waiting until after your work day where, you know, the traffic and the stress of your job and life just kind of beats you up, and then whatever energy you have left, you go to the gym afterwards. You know, people talk about not having the same amount of energy in the gym after getting all those meals in. They can't do it at the first thing in the morning. And I would say what you need to do is condition your body to get used to that time. Get used to that time in the gym. And here's the trade-off. Maybe you're not quite as strong. Maybe you're not quite as strong in the gym in the morning as you are, you know, in the evening. Yet, what's your fall-through rate like when you train in the morning versus the evening? Does it matter if you're, you know, significantly stronger or somewhat stronger at night if you don't show up as much as you do, as you should, because your day beat you all up? So those are a lot of things to consider on organizing your time and your efforts, and especially when you're trying to do that, having a normal life too. So I've got a couple of things to remind you about as we wrap down the show. Again, visit my website at skipplacour.com, skipplacour.com. You can email me questions that you have, some suggestions on how to make this show better. A lot of the information we talked about, MaxOT training, the AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition that I've been with for 15 years, that I attribute so much of my success in the bodybuilding arena to. You can go to their website at www.ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. Sign up for the free MaxOT program. You heard that name come up quite a few times throughout that show. Sign up for the free program. I also want to invite you to listen to my show every Saturday morning. It's my Manformation show. It's a show on how you can have more man-like qualities. So Manformation, Saturday mornings. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week.